Media outlets have reported an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese-Syrian border area, for which Tel Aviv has not denied responsibility. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he will do what it takes to protect Israel's safety.
Local Lebanese and regional media outlets have reported that Israeli warplanes launched air raids on the Lebanese-Syrian border area. There were conflicting reports as to whether the attack was carried out inside Lebanese or Syrian territories. The target also remains unclear, with some reports saying it was a Hezbollah missile base, while others saying it was a weapons convoy heading from Syria to Lebanon.
We need to learn more about the nature of the targets the Israeli jets hit to be able to make a clear assessment whether we have a shift in strategy, that we are not just now targeting qualitative weapons en route to Hezbollah, or Israel is now intervening in the course of events on the ground in Syria.
Recent developments do indeed indicate a significant shift on Israel's part towards the situation in Syria. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu has paid a visit to the occupied Golan Heights, where he met members of the armed opposition fighting in Syria in a field hospital. Israel has also replaced a military division in the Golan Heights, which had been deployed to the occupied region for 40 years.
Last night's air raid could also be an attempt by Israel to start drawing the line where Hezbollah and Syria have to limit their expansion. The control of Al-Qalamun will create a very strong geographical link between Hezbollah's areas of control and the Syrian regime's areas of control.
Qalamun is a rugged mountainous region on Syria's border with Lebanon, where battles continue to rage on between the Syrian army and opposition fighters, after the army was able to make some gains in the area. Israel's apparently new approach towards Syria comes after it suffered major setbacks. The most significant was the interim deal reached regarding Iran's nuclear program. And success for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in his fight against terrorism would also be another success for Iran and for Hezbollah, something which Israel will do all it can to prevent. Ali Rizk, Press TV, Beirut.